there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me today, we have Mermaid Abby, Single Scott, Bill the Producer, and special guests, Ashley from Sport Diver Magazine, looking great as always.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
Eric Douglas, just a regular guy.
No, Eric. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No, you look good too, Eric, and I mean that in a totally non, you know.
Wow, that's hard.
That I wasn't going to say that. Eric works for Divers Alert Network. We're going to check in with him and some of his latest dive adventures, as well as Ashley. They've been traveling the world. These girls, these divers have been around the world diving, and we're going to check in and have them share some of their dive adventures for you here in hour two.
Ashley needs a mermaid tail.
Ashley definitely needs a mermaid tail. We keep talking about it because she definitely is mermaid material.
Oh, that's good. This will be a slight change of pace for this show, trying to get one of the women that come in some tail.
We do what we can, Bill, don't we?
Single Scott, nice to have you with us, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did we mention that this is Single Scott from singlescott.com?
We did not mention that.
Oh, singlescott.com.
This is much more like the kind of tail we're normally trying to get.
Okay. Very good. But we have the whole crew in here today having a good time in between our world travels. We're literally heading to Fiji 2 weeks from today. How about that? 8 days from today, we will be flying to Fiji.
Greg's new nickname, by the way, Captain Calendar.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say that I noticed that at the very beginning of the show, and I did not correct Craig, so I appreciate that.
What, that I'm Captain Calendar?
No, that you were off by a whole week.
Oh, yeah.
About this
well,
trip.
I can't remember where I am at the moment, let alone where I'm going to be a week from now. Come on. That's what I bring you along for, Abby. Come on. You're a mermaid, and you're supposed to...
And I can count, apparently. I'm a mermaid, and I can count.
Yes.
Thank you, Greg, for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, but we're equipping our crew appropriately for these travels. We have new camera setups from Olympus. We have, you know, new dive gear. I know you got a new set of oceanic dive gear you're going to be sporting there in Fiji, right, Mermaid Abby?
Yes, that is true, Greg, but actually I was able to test out some of that oceanic gear this last week on the Divers Alert Network video shoot.
Very good. And I know you were sporting the new wetsuit from our friends at Waterproof, too, right?
Yes, I was looking quite svelte indeed.
Yes, and you needed it because you were diving Jenny Springs, which was spring water. And Eric, what?
No, I just wanted to say that actually Abby looked even more like a superhero in that wetsuit than just a mermaid.
What are you saying, that it made her look more svelte?
No, she looked buff.
Buff?
She looked...
It does kind of have a Super Abby feel to it. She does look superhero-like.
Well, you know, I do wear it around the neighborhood, and I bounce around, you know, from tragedy to tragedy, helping people out, rescuing, you know, cats from trees.
You know, Mermaid Abby in a waterproof wetsuit kind of looks like Jessica Alba in the Fantastic Four. How about that?
Wow.
Yes, I look exactly like Jessica.
She just had a baby, right? Well, I'll
wait,
leave
me and Jessica. Wait a minute.
Mike Ainge is on Scuba Radio right now. He works with waterproof wetsuits. And how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm fine. We're getting ready for Fiji, Mike. And
I heard.
Yeah.
Abby can count, by the way, but she can't measure.
Yeah, I heard that she has freakishly small arms, according to the waterproof wetsuit sizing chart. Is that right?
18-inch arms were a little short. Yeah.
You know, but...
She's basically a dwarf with orangutan arms. Or
no, the opposite.
Like. Oh, it's the other way.
18 inches is very short for an arm.
I guess so.
Apparently,
yeah.
I only have a wrist and a couple of fingers. And no elbow. You know, I that was a legitimate measurement. And when I re-measured, I really was only like 19 inches.
Is that kind of like one of those toy dwarfs with a freaky hair? Is that kind of the sizing we're looking at there?
Are you talking about a
dwarf? I think that's right, but dwarf, yeah. You know, this is kind of the reverse monkey effect, you know.
reverse monkey.
Maybe she's a T-Rex. They have those little arms.
I'm a total T-Rex, yes.
Well,
I fall over very easily.
You know what was funny? I thought she was a freak, and then we had one of our other mermaids sized, and they kicked it back to me the same way. Says, what's up with your mermaids? They got freakishly short arms.
Actually, the second mermaid had a freakishly short torso.
A torso, okay. A short torso.
She's just a head and legs.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It works, you know, when you don't have legs to work with, I guess, it kind of throws the whole body sizing thing off your typical person. But luckily for us, waterproof, being that they have so many different sizes of wetsuits, more than pretty much just about any other water, you know, wetsuit company in the world, they were able to size you accordingly. Right?
This is true. They have a lot of different sizes. And what I really appreciate is not only did they have a small wetsuit, but they had a small short. Because of my freakishly short limbs, I really need that in a wetsuit. And I just want to point out to Mike, what he doesn't know is not only is this radio show devoted to diving, it's a combination of the Maury Povich show, where everyone comes in and they're just a torso or they're like missing a limb.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate waterproof wetsuit catering to our disfigured bodies. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, we are kind of like the Jerry Springer of the diving industry. It's like there's like an intervention there, Abby. And we're here to provide support. Whether that be with wetsuits or whatever. Well, Bill, do you have something to say? He's looking at me like, I want to comment.
No.
No, you don't.
No,
you want to leave? Is that the same
possible? Look? Can I go? Please. May I be excused from this program?
I noticed Mike was not saying anything because I think he's wondering what he's gotten himself into.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, I know what I've gotten myself into. That's what's really scary.
It is. He's a glutton for punishment. God bless him. It's waterproof-gear.com on the web. And Mike, I got to say, the waterproof wetsuits are phenomenal. I love them. You've been very gracious to equip our crew, especially for our Fiji trip. We got our entire crew outfitted in waterproof 3-mil wetsuits. I think that's going to come in handy in Fiji. I'm not sure what the water temp is going to be, but I figure a 3-mil is going to be more than enough there. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Mike, maybe there was some miscommunication somewhere. No one bounced back my measurements for the wetsuit. Did something happen with my wetsuit?
Are you going to Fiji,
wetsuit?
Bill?
All right, so not only do I not get to go to Fiji.
You don't get a wetsuit.
So I don't. I like how this is working out. This is really working out to my advantage. I see how the whole team is really taking it in stride. I see how that works.
We're going to send you a picture of us in our waterproof wetsuit.
It'll be like I'm there. I see how this is working now.
Right? Mike, that's the least we could do.
That works well for me.
It is exactly the least you could do. Thank you for meeting the absolute bare minimum. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, Mike, tell us, what exactly makes the waterproof wetsuits different than most of the other suits on the market?
Well, most of the suit lines have tried to reduce the number of sizes, so they reduce the number of part numbers they have to reduce manufacturing cost. And the way they've done this is by using high-stretch neoprene. The only problem is it's physics. If it stretches, it compresses. So when you get to that thermocline off the coast of Florida at 60 feet, it's not really there. That's where the wetsuit died because it compressed so much you flooded in with water. Waterproof has stuck to an older technology that is a less stretchable, less compressible neoprene. But then in order to do that and make the suit fit and look good, we have to make a lot of sizes to make it fit your body. And the end result is the suit actually wears better. Even though it's not as flexible, it wears better, and because it fits you and you can move through the water comfortably, and at 60 feet in the 3-mil suit, it's like wearing a 7-mil for most of our competitors.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've put mine to the test for the last couple of years. It's what I've been diving pretty much exclusively, and I can vouch for the quality because it looks brand spanking new. I mean, Abby just got hers, and mine looks like we got them at the same time, and I've had probably 50, 60 dives under my belt with mine easily. Now, and it is, you know, what I like about it, you said it doesn't stretch as much, but there are so many panels, it does kind of like sculpt to your body, and I feel that it's way more flexible than just about any other wetsuit that I've put on. Is that because all the panels?
Yeah, the panels are made. I mean, the suit is literally made in a three-dimensional, you know, form, and you can't lay the suit down flat. You know, if you try to lay it down flat, you've got pockets and buckles everywhere because it's made three-dimensionally. Whereas most suits are two flat pieces of material stitched together, our suit has lots of panels that sculpt around your body.
Yes, and I like that. It makes it look like there's a human body laying there next to your dive gear. You know, they melted.
There's places I could go with that, you know, something about the rubber. And anyway, why was it that you ordered those three female suits anyway?
We'll leave that one alone. they are very good quality wetsuits. They look marvelous. They make Abby look like a superhero. They do. They're very stylish as well. What are your accents, by the way? Your color accents is what, like a maroon color for you? Is that what it is? Maroon?
I guess I have a lovely combination of black, gray, maroon, and white.
And
it accentuates my already superhero-like body. Yes. And I would like to say Single Scott now has a waterproof wetsuit.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet that he's not Single Scott for too much longer.
Oh, really?
Wear that baby around.
Is it feeling good?
Keep wearing that wetsuit.
Yeah, evidently he's going to take it out to L.A. to the Long Beach Dive Show. And you got some friend that you're going to sport it for or show
it? Yeah, Patty's going to come visit me, and we're going to go out for dinner Friday night.
In your new waterproof wetsuit?
I'll have to see about that.
Plus a tie.
And a tie. Yes.
All right, but he goes commando under the wetsuit. But he can do that, you know. Hey, whatever floats his boat. It's California.
I tried my new
wetsuit. Classy suit. Be sure it's a bow tie, okay?
Oh, bow tie. There you go.
Exactly.
Well, I tried my new wetsuit on, got in the swimming pool yesterday, and it just fits wonderful, and I can't wait to try it out diving.
Yeah. Well, waterproof, if you haven't heard of the brand before, they're not as the biggest manufacturer in the U.S., but huge overseas, out of Sweden, and the technology is first class. And if you haven't tried one, you need to check it out, waterproof-gear.com. Go there, find the dealer near you, and Mike and the gang there can hook you up or send you to the dealer so you can get fitted accordingly and look as stylish as the Scuba Radio crew. Right, Mike?
That's right.
All right, very good. All right, take care, buddy. We'll check in with you when we get back from Fiji. Well, we may see you in Long Beach. Or no, I guess you're not going to be there. I don't know. What are you doing? He's traveling. He's trying to stay as far away as possible from us. Can you blame
him? Which is hard with you moving as much
exactly.
as you are. It's hard to stay two steps ahead.
Yeah, look at me. I'm like a blur.
Yeah.
Yes, it's scary. I can't even focus. All right, but anyway, good stuff. Waterproof-gear.com. You guys are feeling pretty good about that. And when you were doing your video shoot for Divers Alert Network in the spring, is that what you wore? Is your 3 mil?
Yes, the 3 mil is featured quite a bit. So.
One nice warm and toasty you felt in there?
Yes, I was warm, toasty, and looking good.
All right. We will talk about that shoot, and we're going to check in with Ashley and her world travels here for Sport Diver Magazine. Next, stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Before waterproof wetsuits came and kind of stole his thunder. They were so comfortable, he put on a waterproof wetsuit and no more naked scuba boy. Now there's just waterproof wetsuit dude. Or, I don't know. I haven't figured that one out, what happened to naked scuba boy. But
I'm grateful he's gone.
Are you?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't like naked scuba boy?
No, it's a little intimidating, I gotta say. Okay. I don't want to be diving next to Naked Scuba Boy.
Yeah, Naked Scuba Boy was not actually the first name that was assigned to him by the papers. The tabloids originally called him Dangling Down Scuba Boy. Apparently there was others.
Not good.
Not streamlined, really, actually, underwater.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no. Naked Scuba Boy had a tough time with a grouper one time in the Caymans.
Yeah.
And that can be really, really hard on reefs, too.
He's much more aerodynamic now, though, with his waterproof suit.
He is.
He can pick up more speed. Less drag.
All right, look, we got a full crew in the studio with us today. Ashley from Sport Diver Magazine has graced us with her presence. And
well,
Ashley,
I figured it was about time I actually came and visited you.
Yeah, she keeps talking this game like, yeah, I want to come in and hang with you guys. And
where's my tail, by the way?
Where's your tail? Scott, please.
Scott,
stand
could you
up
point
and,
it out?
Could you moon her?
This is a quick biology lesson we're going to have in the studio.
Get a quick scuba radio hazing for Ashley. But no, we're going to get you in a tail here eventually. You keep talking this, and I think you're just teasing me.
I think to tease you.
I know you do. We got this whole little tease thing going back.
Yeah, baby.
So, but Ashley, would you actually put on a scuba radio tail and be a scuba radio mermaid for a day?
I think I might be able to do that for you.
With enough booze, is that what you're saying? Do you need the?
I need a lot of booze, a couple shots.
Socially lubricated before
definitely.
You. Okay.
If you're lucky, I might throw one on for you, Dima.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Vegas Dima.
We just increased attendance by 10% for that one statement from Ashley.
I have Ashley in training, and it will be phenomenal. Her Dima debut.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Well, you know, last week we were talking to the folks up at Hague Quarry about setting up a mermaid specialty course. Scuba Radio Mermaid Specialty Course, a.k.a. Mermaid Wrangler. There's different, you know, levels. Like, you could be a mermaid or you could be a mermaid wrangler. And I'm working on the outline right now. And maybe you can be one of
it's
our
like
first
a training
students.
Camp.
It is. It's like scuba radio boot camp.
Greg, after this last trip we were just talking about,
yeah,
it sounds like you need a mermaid wrangler.
Oh, yeah, we need many. I mean, as a matter of fact, we already have a list of would-be candidates that we've been acquiring over our travels the last few weeks. It's amazing how popular such an idea has become. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Yes.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I know. We're probably going to have to get Divers Alert Network involved in some way to protect myself legally. I don't know if they can do that, but...
Greg,
I'm on my own.
Yeah, I think you're on your own on this
one.
Yeah, I've been checking some actuarial tables here, and there's no way we could afford that insurance.
No,
to keep you, get you fully covered. No.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ashley, you know, you work for Sport Diver Magazine, and you travel the world, you talk to companies throughout the Caribbean, and you're like, your territory is like what? Bonaire and some other islands out there?
The
and where?
ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao, we have Honduras, Belize.
And because of that, you have to travel to those islands.
I know, it's just a hard job, but somebody has to do
exactly.
It.
You have to do it. You have to meet with the client, so to speak, and kind of, you know, get a feel for where they're at so you can market them accordingly to help their businesses, right?
Definitely, and you have to get on site to know what they need.
So what is your favorite island, or will you get...
I can't do that.
You can't pick favorites, but give me a couple highlights. What are some of the cool places you've been lately?
Well, I have to say, I'm actually very jealous you're going to Fiji, because Fiji is one of my favorite places.
I know, you've been there many times, too.
I know, and you have to bring me back some kava.
Kava, yeah. Kava is the root of a tree or something that you mix with water. It's basically dirt in a bowl. Mixing dirt in a bowl, you drink in it, and it makes your lips numb or something.
Makes your lips numb, your tongue numb.
And that's what happens when you drink dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the good news, Greg.
Yeah.
If you try and bring some back for her, you'll be stopped by customs. So this will be fantastic for everyone.
Actually, I think it's legal to import kava, isn't it?
I don't think it's illegal.
Actually, no.
I don't think it's legal to bring anything in.
You can bring the root. It's like a little bag. He shouldn't have a problem at all.
A little bag ground up into
fine
leafy
powder,
type substance.
This will be easy. This will be a piece of cake.
All right. Yeah. If anybody knows if I can bring kava back into the country, please call us at 888-888-SCUBA.
Oh,
so
I think there's a way, Greg.
I can... Cavity search! Well, I'm looking for a little, you know, more of a official word on this. If you know, 888-888-SCUBA. Help me out. Get me out of jail, will you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear. Consulted with our legal team here at Scuba Radio and determined that we should be able to bring Kava back into the States from Fiji. But just to be safe, Mermaid Abby is going to inhale or digest a bag of Kava right before we get to the airport. And that way, you know, we should be fine.
I appreciate her going to such lengths for me.
Well, that's what we do. You know, the mermaids.
Let's see if you like it by the time I'm done with it, Ashley. Yeah.
Everybody thinks the mermaids are a one-trick pony, but see, they have multiple uses.
Apparently.
There's mules. I don't know.
Well, you saying the mermaids turn tricks?
That's I was going to ask that question.
I think he called us mules.
I think things are going very badly for the mermaids today, I think is what's happening.
Greg is a jackass. So the mermaids are...
All right, let's see. Cancel Mermaid Abby's airline ticket.
How soon do I need to pack for Fiji? Yeah.
Nice.
A spot just opened up.
Yeah.
Call now.
Oh, boy. Here, all you have to do is take these laxatives. Ashley, you've been traveling the world. You've been to Fiji. Is it all is it cracked up to be?
It's phenomenal, Greg.
Did you do the fire walking thing? They supposedly the
of
place.
Of course.
What is that all about?
Well, it's a lot of fun. I only got to see one of them, but I was there during the coup in 2000. So I was marched around with the army following me back and forth.
Was that by choice?
Pirates. Well, I couldn't get my money back, so I went anyways.
You went anyway, you joined the revolution.
Hold on. Yeah. So someone literally said to you, "Your money or your life," and you said, "Eh."
It'll be a great experience.
It'll be fine. Civil unrest. You said, this'll be cool.
Hey, I've got a lot of great stories from that trip.
Oh, I bet. Can we hear any of them on the radio, or were these all off the air?
Yeah, there's definitely one. I was out diving one day on the dive boat, and we saw this boat that was stranded, and it looked like it needed help. So our dive boat pulled up with about 12 divers on it, and it was...
All right, hold on. We got to take a break because obviously this is going to be a long one.
After the break.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Alas there, miss. Here's sailing with Long John Blackbeard, Peg Leg, Patch Eye Hook. The scourge of the mountain main, the bloodthirstiest, blackheartedest pirate captain ever sailed the seven seas. What's sail, hoist the Jolly Roger, heel over to yonder Spanish galliard, lay a few broadsides at inner timbers, and swing over on these here lanyards with our cutlasses in our teeth, and cut them to ribbons and split the booty. What say ye to that, yardies?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want to do it. Tacky, tacky, tacky. And don't look at me that way.
Well, if you don't like it, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. Wear me silver buckle slippers and me tight shiny pants.
All right, so you're in Fiji, Ashley, and you see a dive boat, and they break out into a song from the Pirates of Penzance. Is that what happened? Or no? What
happened? We pulled up to this boat, and, you know, it was one of those that you'd see in a pirate movie.
Okay.
And all these men came up. They were dressed in black. They had machetes across their arms. They had... machine guns tied to their
waist. Kind of how I'm dressed today. All right,
yeah, pretty much. So they call them renegades, but they're actually pirates of today's era.
Hmm.
So we took off, went back to the island we were staying at, which was a private island called Mantengi Resort, and all of a sudden they called all the chiefs from the surrounding islands, and they came to our island that day, and they were protecting our island with pitchforks and knives against machine guns.
Are you sure you were in Fiji or hell?
I was in Fiji. It was phenomenal. So we got to do all these great festivals with these chiefs from the different surrounding islands. Needless to say, the pirates did come onto our island, but they were so drunk, they just pushed them back off into the boat. But my favorite part was protecting us with pitchforks. I mean, what
totally
was that?
Totally effective. Don't roll out the pitchfork.
Yeah, really. Interesting. That is quite a story. Is that what we should expect to encounter in Fiji when we go?
No, I think their civil war is over with by now.
Okay, yeah, I could do without any wars.
But the diving is phenomenal.
The diving is spectacular,
absolutely
they say.
Spectacular.
So you're saying I should unpack my pitchfork?
Yeah, I think so. Pack the machete.
A machete instead would make more sense.
No, two selves. Machete as carry-on.
Now, Mermaid Abby was saying at the commercial break, Greg, have you checked the web for, like, Fijian customs? Have you, like, familiarized yourself on what we're going to encounter? And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
What have you found, Abby? Because you look at me like I have to be circumcised or something before I can travel on the island? What's going on?
Well, I did a little cultural research on Fiji and studied some of their customs. And, you know, at some of the resorts, we can get away with our American culture. But anywhere else that you go, Greg, yes, you have to be circumcised before entering any of the Fijian villages.
No!
FYI.
Okay.
No, there's just a few things here and there, just a few customs, you know, respect,
yeah, like what?
Disrespect. Well, pretty much everything you do is very offensive.
So
don't open your mouth.
So okay. I should go as somebody else is what you're saying.
Honestly, that's always true, Greg, but in this particular case, people with pitchforks will come after you.
I'm a little fearful for my own personal safety as a result of your offensiveness. So I'm going to study the cultural background a little bit more and keep, you know, a good 50 feet distance from you at all times.
Interesting. Well, that would be no different than the restraining order you have in place right now.
Yes. Well, that's only 30 feet.
Oh, well, there you go.
If I may, one word you may want to make sure you have ready in your vocabulary, infidel. And then just point at it.
What?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all know Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and the entire crew here in the studio today. Bill the producer, Mermaid Abby, Single Scott. Check him out, singlescott.com. And, of course, we have Ashley from Sport Diver Magazine, and not to mention Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. And by the way, he's a world-renowned author as well, you know, dive novels, stories, books by Eric.com.
Thank you for that, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great stuff. Flooding Hollywood, my fave. I love that book. Good stuff.
Cool. Wait until you read the next one.
Well, are you working on a new one right now, Eric?
The third book is finished. It's not published yet.
Yeah.
But the third book is finished.
Another novel, another like James Bond meets divers.
It's another Mike Scott adventure.
Mike Scott, yeah.
The same character from the first two books, Cayman Cowboys and then Flooding Hollywood. This one's actually set a little bit in North Carolina, but most of it's set in Italy, actually, on
yeah.
the Adriatic coast.
And it's about a diver who hosts a radio show.
It is. It's
and
about
recruits mermaids. And
wait a second. I get dibs on the fourth book.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just checking. Just trying. You know, subliminal. You know, I'm trying to make a subliminal suggestion.
You know, someday I'm going to have to write a book with all of you guys in it, and yeah, that's in the truth of stranger than fiction.
Yeah,
category,
do it after
though.
I'm dead so
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
get arrested or anything like that. But what were you going to say, Abby? It looks like you had something.
No, I was going to say every book needs a quirky mermaid in it. Every good novel.
Quirky.
Quirky.
That's what you
right?
call yourself. Quirky?
Quirky crime-solving mermaid.
Okay. Maybe.
Think about it, Eric. Think about it.
Those wheels
say,
are turning.
There's a whole new series right there.
There's something. There's something there.
That's
sure.
right. We'll talk after the show.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Bare minimum. There's a trashy reality show in here someplace.
There is a trashy reality minimum. Show. I think, actually, Greg, isn't this show a trashy reality show?
All right, moving on. Eric, you've been traveling quite a bit for Divers Alert Network. I know you guys just shot this video at Jenny Springs.
We've been shooting for the last week at Jenny Springs. It's a new program we're coming out with. We're actually going to release it at the DEMA show this year, this October. It's called Dive Medicine for Divers. And to be honest with you, this is a Scuba Radio exclusive. Nobody else in the world is knows anything about this so far, but it's a new program.
Cool.
And what we're doing is we're putting together training video on a series of topics. This will be actually a modular program. So the first about three modules we'll release at NEMA, and then in 2009 we'll release the rest of it.
Cool. And so it'll debut at the DEMA show.
Debut at the DEMA show. We'll be teaching instructors how to teach the class. But what this is it's diving medicine above and beyond what you would get in a typical DAN course or a typical lay provider level CPR first aid type program.
Got it. Now, are we allowed to spill the beans and say who's featured in this video, or is that privileged information?
We've already said that Abby's featured.
Oh, we already said that.
I thought we were going to say that it was Jessica Alba, and
yeah.
then when people see the video, they're going to say,
hey,
that's just like Abby.
That's right.
She looks
just like Abby. No, yeah, Abby was a full-on rock star in this program. We featured her in
a number of scenes in the video we shot up at Jenny Springs.
She's kind of like the Miley Cyrus of the dive industry. That's what we're kind of, you know, molding her into.
I don't know if I have a response.
Hannah Montana?
I know. I know who that is. I just don't know that I can equate those two.
She can sing just like her, too, by the way. Did you put that on the video?
Is her primary qualification that she's smaller than the average CPR dummy? Is that her primary qualification?
She can double in for the child.
Resuscitate Annie's
at the same time.
You know, I would just like to say that everybody assumed I was going to be the victim in this video. And I was not. I was one of the rescuers.
She was one of the rescuers.
Oh, wow, because you look great in one of those little airplanes with the aviator. Oh, sorry, that's a different The Rescuers, huh?
Yeah, no.
That was a joke just for me. Sorry, we're moving
back. But I would like to say, you know, Eric said I was a rock star, but what your listeners don't know is that that's literal, that this is actually a musical.
Oh, really?
The musical.
Jazz hands, everybody. Jazz hands.
You know, they're jumping on that whole Disney Camp Rock thing.
Absolutely. You know,
I gotcha.
That's High School Musical.
Camp Rock's a new one.
Come on, get with the program.
Don't you have children?
I am not 15 years old, no.
You're just that height.
I'm just the size of one, yeah.
Very good. All right, so that we got that to look forward to.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Very interesting stuff. And you've been traveling quite a bit, too. Have you gotten some diving in?
I've been on the road quite a bit. Actually, as I mentioned earlier, I was up at Dutch Springs hanging out with a bunch of diehard divers up there for the weekend for one of the DUI events. But then, actually, just a couple weeks ago, I was in Curacao as well for the Curacao Dive Festival, one of Ashley's territories as well. But unfortunately, she wasn't able to make it there and go diving with me. That's a bit of a sore spot.
I was there in April.
Oh, okay. I was just there, Eric.
I was just there.
Why would
I come
back again, you big dummy?
I wanted to give the props to the group I stayed with and dove with out there. It was Sunset Resort and Sunset Divers on Curacao. They did a fantastic job, really hooked us up. Took great care of us, and it was a great time. Diving there is fantastic.
I think Curacao is very underrated because Bonaire kind of overshadows it as a dive, you know, island. But I went to Curacao a few years ago. We did a little family dive thing out there. It's probably six years ago.
Don't look at me. You didn't invite me then either.
Bill, do you ever get out of the studio?
Well, actually, I'd like to be able to complain all the time, but he did just take me to Andros.
Fair enough.
I had
like
no choice.
3 weeks ago. Now he wants to go everywhere.
We needed somebody to drive.
It's like one out of every 100 for Bill.
But yeah, Curacao, way underrated.
Where I got to dive, the reefs were phenomenal. The location was great, and we just had a ball hanging out in Willemstad in the main town or the main city on the island was just great. It's this. Literally like a Dutch village or a Dutch town.
Yeah, very colorful, very picturesque, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And then they got this floating bridge. They still got that thing?
Yeah, absolutely. The floating bridge in the middle of the port is really cool. It bounces as you walk across it. And every so often they just spin it open and allow a major cruise ship or tanker ship to come right through the middle of the city.
Yeah, it's like a big walking path almost the size of a street, and it literally moves off to the side. And then it connects, and then you're like, whoa, that's kind of freaky. You don't see that every day.
No, that was a first for me, and I've traveled some myself.
Ashley?
Now, the question is, do you know the story behind the colorful buildings?
Well, they're colorful because they were painted. Thank you. Maybe there's more to this story. We'll find out after the break, because Ashley looked at me like, yeah, smartass, there's more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. You called 8 hotels. They all said that this time is the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
Oh.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
All right, Ashley, she went went down in Curacao, came back up, sees all these colored houses, and found out what the story was behind these houses in the town of Williamstown or Williamson. Is that what it is in
Williamstown? Williamstead.
Williamstead, that's right.
Well, it was supposedly some bigwig was looking out his office window,
yeah,
and all the buildings were white. So okay, he basically was big enough that he told them that they needed to paint their buildings different colors. Well, the catch was he owned a paint shop, so everybody had to go to him to paint the buildings.
There you go. And he was like mayor or something, too, you
think? Yeah, something like that.
All right. So you just made that up on the cuff just like that.
Yeah, it wasn't
impressive.
Great.
She's as good as me. She can BS with the best of them. No, I guess that's that could be a real story. I don't know. But take it for what it's worth. Hey, we got to do a little shout-out to Clint, who was on our liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos. Abby was on that trip as well as Single Scott. We had a good time that time, didn't we?
We had a great time.
Awesome, awesome trip.
Lots of memories.
He actually sent us a nice little package of material from the West Coast as we prepare to go to Long Beach, California. Sent us a nice little letter, some stuff about abalone diving. He's not going to be at the Long Beach Dive Show next week, I guess. But, Clint, we got your package. We appreciate it. And we always appreciate your correspondence from anybody, for that matter, whether it's info@scubaradio.com or using snail mail, as what Clint did, which is one of the first times I've received a letter like that in a long time.
And we're going to frame it.
Yes.
We're going to frame it, for sure.
And please, everyone, remember, Scuba Radio, the first place to turn to when you have stories about baloney diving.
No, abalone.
Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake.
Yeah. We are the home of bad jokes, bad puns.
Can I just say while we're giving out shout-outs that I've been meaning to shout out to the Shark Bait Dive Club in Colorado for several weeks now, actually since Ocean Fest.
Why?
Well, we had the privilege of hanging out with them at Ocean Fest. I told them I'd give them a shout-out, and then
well, there
didn't.
You go. You did.
You did.
Because I am selfish. But I love you guys. Keep listening to our show.
All right. And, hey, look, next weekend we will be at the Long Beach Dive Show, Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. If you're in the area, make sure you join us for that adventure. You'll hear all about it on next week's episode. And 2 weeks from today, Scuba Radio broadcasting from Fiji. Make sure you check it out. It's going to be fun times indeed. Until then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wet.
There you go, Scott. All right. Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.